So the evaluation made six recommendations. First of them is on portfolio review. A division has a lot of legacy products as well as the new products that they're implementing, coming up with. And there's a need for the review, so how those programs, how those products and services are relevant or they continue to be relevant, to what extent there's a need to change the mix. For example, data, which is now also provided by other agencies like IFC, is it really necessary for a division to continue producing the data? If there is, then to what extent, or what is there a need to tweak its emphasis, its focus, to make it more relevant to stakeholders? Similarly, other, World Investment Forum, World Investment Report. There is a need for regular review to make sure that these products and services continue to be relevant to member state needs. On the impact evaluation recommendation, as I mentioned, there is no causality that we found in our limited study. Admittedly, there is a need to control for a lot more factors that we did, but which is what's indicating that if the division has to know, really know if it's changing to any changes in investment and enterprise and any new formation of businesses, there's a need for an impact evaluation. This could be on specific topics. They don't need to be an overall impact evaluation of the division, but those specific evaluation results will tell the member states if division is actually achieving impact. Even though Alison hinted at the coordination and collaboration, division has a lot of partnerships across different stakeholders, from academia to international organization, accounting standards, stock exchanges. Many of these are non-traditional for UN agencies. UN agencies are not really known for that kind of collaboration, but division has put together that impressive portfolio. However, there is a need to make those partnerships more in-depth. And some of the things that are required for that would be resource mobilization, because division is already stretched thin. If it has to be more following through on its work, let's say there's an investment forum, and after the investment forum, it really cannot pursue those partnerships in more depth once the forum is done. So resource mobilization has to be a key piece of it. There's a need for further communication. Reinhard mentioned early on that even he, as a member state, wasn't aware of some of the work or the products that division had. So you can imagine other stakeholders. Some of this could be because of the communication, which can be easily addressed. There could be more technical publications, for example, in multiple formats. And lastly, then we come to the mainstreaming of human rights, gender equity, and inclusion issues. There has been some progress, impressive progress, in including gender issue, but others like disability and other minority groups, they haven't yet found their way into some of the work, the division, and that needs to be enhanced going forward. With that, I will conclude my presentation and open up the floor to any questions.